Okay, we're talking trains, and joining me now is Australia's Assistant Minister for Manufacturing and Trade, Tim Ayres, who's on the line. Good morning, Tim.
Oh, g'day, Richard. Really good to be on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for your time this morning. Look, you recently spoke to the Ausrail conference, and that was only, what, a bit over a week ago, outlining what's referred to by your government as the National Rail Manufacturing Plan. And without wanting to sort of make it a simple way for me to get out of it, but can you outline basically what that plan is?
Well, the first point here is we're making sure that the Albanese government is on the side of local rail manufacturing. You know, we are unashamedly for Australian manufacturing, and our objective here is to drive up the local content, the locally manufactured component of Australia's passenger rail manufacturing. Now, the worst offender, of course, is in New South Wales. The New South Wales government has offshored project after project in rail, yes, but also in buses and ferries right across public transport, and that has cost thousands of jobs. Now, our plan is to work with the states to coordinate the procurement so that we can make sure that we get the scale, get the efficiencies, but drive a collective agreement across the states and territories to deliver all of our passenger rail manufacturing here in Australia.
Yeah, well, I think that the New South Wales government have always used the argument that, oh, look, we can get it cheaper overseas, and we're saving you, the taxpayers, money by doing that. I mean, you know, I think to a lot of listeners that makes sense. Okay, if we can get it cheaper, let's do that and save ourselves a bit of money.
Well, it would have made sense, I suppose, if it was true. It'd make sense to an economic rationalist, wouldn't it? But you don't worry about the local jobs, you don't worry about the local capability. The only thing that matters is the ticket price. But the problem for the New South Wales government's plan is all of the projects that they have sent offshore have run over budget, significantly over budget. Some of them 40% over budget. All of them have been delivered well after they were due, so none of them have run on time. All of them have quality and reliability problems. You know, there are trains that don't fit through tunnels, or trains that don't fit properly at Sydney stations. Now, the truth is, the New South Wales government didn't have confidence in Australian manufacturing. They weren't on the side of the local industry.
Well, I think Gladys Berejiklian said we can't build good trains in Australia. I think she was famously quoted as saying that.
It's absolutely shocking lack of confidence in Australian capability here. We've got a local industry, the heart of it in New South Wales, in the Hunter Valley.
Yeah.
That's got top shelf capability.
Well,
that
look,
can deliver these projects, on time and a quality product at the end of the day.
Well, look, I'm glad you mentioned the Hunter, because I'm obviously based in Newcastle. We did have a it's now UGL. It used to be Gunnins, but it's interesting because Joshua sent in an email. It's great to hear the government is wanting to support manufacturing trains and rolling stock in Australia, but I think the different levels and areas of government are on different pages. The Gunnins manufacturing facility, now UGL at Broadmeadow, which built the Tangara and V-set Sydney to Newcastle trains, is proposed to be demolished and rezoned to build affordable housing. So, it might take a while to get everybody on the same page, Tim.
Well, the New South Wales government needs to step up here. There needs to be a plan for local manufacturing and rail that gives these local manufacturers the confidence. The confidence to invest in long-term facilities. Now, the problem here is that the New South Wales government sent the opposite message. They basically said to local manufacturing, don't bother knocking. You know, we are not interested. And these companies operate in 30-year investment horizons. You know, they make long-term investments. And you've got a government over the course of the last decade that's offshored completely with a complete indifference to its impact on local jobs. And in the end, it's been an utter failure because, of course, they haven't got the quality. The projects have run over cost, and they've all run over schedule. It's been a procurement disaster. Now, we're as a Commonwealth, keen to play our role here on the side of local industry and say we will work with the states to coordinate procurement, to deliver a higher quality, lower price local build. And that will, you know, that will have a significant impact on jobs and apprenticeship opportunities in the regions and in the outer suburbs of our big cities.
Sure. Coming up to 10 to 8 daylight saving time, my guest, Assistant Minister for Trade and Manufacturing, Tim Ayres. The subject of very fast rail, certainly Anthony Albanese, in years gone by, I've spoken to him, he brings this up on a regular basis, says we should have it from Melbourne all the way through to Brisbane. A lot of transport experts have referred to it as pie in the sky. David Elliott, the New South Wales Transport Minister, has said pie in the sky. Do you think very fast rail is a possibility or even feasible to be done here in Australia?
Yes, I do. We've got the High Speed Rail Authority bill through the Parliament. Catherine King, the Transport Minister, said that, you know, proof of concept really for high speed rail will be in that, you know, Newcastle, Sydney, you know, examining that route. You know, it's a logical next step, isn't it, in improving transport.
Is it a logical next step, or is it a faster train, not necessarily very fast? And I think David Elliott has said, look, we'd sooner get faster trains around Sydney and maybe up to the Hunter region as well as down to Wollongong. Maybe a faster train rather than a very fast train?
You know, all these things should be explored. That's what the High Speed Rail Authority is there to do, is to work through proof of concept on these issues. And, you know, this shouldn't be a political argument. You'd think Australians could work together on these issues. We should be building local manufacturing, improving our rail networks, delivering on the promise of high speed rail. This is a concept that the Prime Minister, as a former Transport Minister, and somebody who's been absolutely committed to Australian rail, is determined to lead, and I am very keen to work as part of the government to deliver local manufacturing of these projects.
Right.
That's where the good jobs are, Richard, as you know. Like, this is very important for the future of our regions.
Sure. Look, I received a call from Sam after I mentioned the fact that I'd be talking to you, and Sam wanted me to put a question to you. Well, let's have a listen to what he said.
I work in the biggest industrial area in the southern hemisphere of this planet. Why the hell they never built a train line into that area to get the employees that work in that area in and out of that area? Everybody has to drive in and drive out. When I first started working there and I used to get on the M4, there'd be me and five other cars. Now, 20 years later, it's gridlocked both ways now.
That's Sam. He was talking about Wetherill Park. He, you know, referred to it as the largest industrial area in Australia with no train access. Now, it's probably out of your remit, but it would make sense, wouldn't it, to have a train link to areas like that?
Well, I know that industrial area well, and you're right, Richard, it is out of my formal remit, but it's a good idea. You know, we've got to improve our rail transport in our major cities. We've got a job to do. You know, transport is a significant part of Australian emissions. It's a significant public good, public transport. You know, it improves, so it lowers emissions, reduces costs, improves productivity and efficiency, and there's some intangible benefits, isn't there? Like, if people don't spend hours and hours and hours commuting to work, but instead have a fast rail or bus commute, like, it improves the quality of their lives.
Yeah.
Like, there is a reason why public transport really matters.
Yes.
And we've got to get behind it. There is billions of dollars every year of investment in rail and in rolling stock, and my job is to work with governments to make sure as much of that is manufactured in Australia as is possible.
Right, and on another topic, but it's It's certainly one that's going to be a hot issue when Federal Parliament reconvenes tomorrow. This is over the government's energy proposal. And look, in the lead up to the election, Labor said they wouldn't be doing any deals with Greens, but that could be on the cards. I mean, Greens said that they won't support it, and they've called for a 2-year power bill freeze to help ease the cost of living. Do you think there is a possibility your government might be doing a deal with the Greens to get this legislation through tomorrow?
Well, we've got a very straightforward set of propositions in front of the Parliament, and the Parliament really gets to make a choice, Richard. I'm very confident that the Albanese government's proposal to cap coal and gas prices for households and for business will pass the Parliament because it's the right plan for the right time. You know, we've put this plan together as a government because of what's happening in the war between, you know, Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine has pushed up gas prices and pushed up energy prices around the world. Now we have acted on supply. We're now acting on price. And you know, you're based up there in the Hunter Valley. There are big manufacturing businesses across the East Coast who use gas as a feedstock in their processes. And if the government does not act, the viability of some of those companies, which employ thousands and thousands of people, is under threat. Now, we're acting in a responsible and targeted way, and I expect, you know, we will work with the crossbench, we'll work with the opposition, we'll work across the Parliament to ensure that this legislation gets the support. We're bringing the Parliament back to deliver this reform. It's an important reform. We work carefully with the states and territories. It's the right thing to do, and we're determined to do it.
All right. Well, it's certainly a hot topic for conversation, and we'll no doubt hear more about it tomorrow. But look, I appreciate your time this morning, Tim. Thank you very much for your time. And you're organised for Christmas, are you? It's a big deal for your family.
Oh, Christmas. Well, I'm not very organised, but I anticipate I'll pick up the pace getting organised over the next
good
3 or 4 days. It's going to be terrific to get family together.
Oh, yeah,
it's been a big year for all of us. I really hope that you and your listeners have a really happy Christmas. Eh?
Thank you. Thank you, and the same to you, Tim. Much appreciated, and look forward to talking next year.
Anytime, Richard.
Thank you. Tim Ayres, who's Australia's Assistant Minister for Trade and Manufacturing.